And, you know, we'll probably monitor the moisture for the rest of the week, but I don't think I'll be giving it any more through the week. We'll take that amount of moisture in through the race meet on Saturday.
Okay, so good four. And the rails at three?
Yes, the rails are plus three for the entire circuit.
Okay. Good four it is. We'll keep an eye on that for the rest of the week, but the temperature's set to warm up a little bit. Thanks a lot, Nivesh.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Nivesh Ramdani out there at Randwick. In a moment, we'll be going to Hattrick for race one. The favourite is seven, Tanks Rob at $2.20 and a dollar. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Star thoroughbreds and champion trainer Chris Waller will showcase a collection of exceptional yearlings at the annual Star Thoroughbreds Yearling Parade at the William Inglis Sales Complex, 11 a.m. Sunday, March 15. Your next racetrack star could be right here. Visit starthoroughbreds.com.au for more details. AFS 226402.
The championships are here, showcasing the best of country and provincial racing throughout New South Wales. This inaugural series visits some of the state's most iconic tracks. Each race carries $100,000 prize money, with qualifiers progressing to the championship's final, Royal Randwick. Join us to celebrate this grand occasion with a free gourmet barbecue for everyone. Guest appearances from Channel 7 celebrities, live music and more. Find your date at thechampionships.com.au.
TAB Rewards is your ticket to Randwick Guineas Day. Why not head to Royal Randwick this Saturday, the 7th of March, to experience all the action of the $600,000 Group 1 Randwick Guineas. Simply flash your TAB Rewards card at the gate to receive free entry. If you're not already a member, pick up a card at your local TAB or visit tabrewards.com.au and start enjoying members' benefits today. Every bet counts. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley.
Just recapping that final field for Saturday's Randwick Guineas. It'll be race 6 at 3:30, a field of 8 at this stage. Hello Crown's drawn 1, Preferment 7, Shooting to Win 2, Scissor Kick 3, Swayness 8, Kermadec, who we also expect to be in the Australian Guineas in Melbourne, Barrier 5, Roden Drive 6 and Sworn to Silence for Bryce Hayes, Barrier 4. That's it for Racing HQ. Let's go to Hattrick. Stand by. Tab Talk isn't too far away.
Here in the River City as they lock away for the first, the absolutely electrical. Favourite now is Miss Mohawk. First starter here for Penny Denby. Has raced dogs for many years. We'll see what this one can do. Off box 4. Ready. And racing and just stepping very well there. Buzzy Air straight to the front, but coming out after it now is Scott O'Boy. Around the outside goes Gummy Gumster, gets to third. Ahead there of Tanks Rob. Now they've got away now on another Prince. Just in behind that, another Cruise. Miss Mohawk's got plenty to do, and Kilimanjaro's also out the back. They go for home, running wide Gummy Gumster, but he's going to get his maiden win today. Gets there from Buzzy Air. Then we go here too with Scott O'Boy. I think it's just held down third though, but charging at it was Tanks Rob. And not too far away there we had another Cruise. And then on crossing to another Prince, Kilimanjaro got past Miss Mohawk. Not today. First starter not getting it right. And
a winner there, number 8, Gummy Gumster at $4.140, 6 Buzzy Az, $2.30, and 2 Scotter Boy at $4.90. 8, 6 and 2, race 1 at Hattrick. For my part of the day, stand by now for Tab Talk.
Starter has the button, stalls are back and racing. Field sent on their way to the roar of the crowd.
Set.
They're off. On your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk. With the very latest in racing and sport from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
Good morning, everyone. It is 10:05, and we'll have those totes through before too much longer on that previous event today at the Hattrick. Second there coming up right about 10:22. Jared Middleton joining me now from tab.com.au. Morning, Jared. How are you?
Sean, fantastic. We've got a World Cup game with Australia playing today in the cricket. We've got the NRL season starting in just over 24 hours, and we've got Group 1 racing in Sydney and Melbourne on Saturday. How could it be any better?
Well, I mean, you couldn't ask much more, could you? Plus, we've got the championships happening as well at the moment, and we're going to the provincials. Wyong, a big day coming up there tomorrow. Noel Mayfield-Smith, I know, is looking forward to it because he's got a very handy horse in called Unequivocal. Plus, he's got Famous Seamus, who I think was Provincial Horse of the Year at the Country Racing Awards last year. Noel will confirm that for us in a moment. He's with us now. Morning, Noel.
Morning, Sean.
That was right, wasn't it? You were Provincial Horse of the Year with Famous Seamus. You won an award at the Country Racing Awards, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
But that would have been a big thrill.
It was. It was a very big thrill for us and the owner.
Yeah, he's been a terrific horse to you, Noel.
Yeah, he has. He's very consistent. He has. He's been really good to us.
Well, look at Unequivocal, first of all. You've got her in the Provincial Champions qualifier. Had a long break from about February last year through to November. What was the issue there, Noel?
She split a pastern, and it had to be screwed.
Gee whiz.
Wasn't a very nice day.
That's a fair sort of an injury to cop. How did she do it? Was it in a race or...?
It was in a gallop. We were galloping on the course proper prior to having her next start, and she came around the turn and was pulling up, and there was a fox sitting on the outside of the track, and she shied at it, and that's when she did it.
Noel, that would have to be one of the more unusual injuries. I haven't heard of splitting a pastern before.
Oh, it happens. You know, you get these fractures of them. Hers was sort of off towards the edge and that, and but yeah, they happen.
Yeah, gee whiz, how many screws went in?
I think they put two.
Now, do they stay in permanently?
They are. They stay in as long as they don't cause any problem, and they haven't caused any at all. The fortunate thing about it was that when she did it, the stables are quite close to the track, so when we got her home, she refused to put a foot on the or a leg on the ground.
Yep.
And the vet got there very quickly, and they put a special bandage on, which they did. And even when we let her out onto the float to go to the clinic, she wouldn't put a foot on the ground.
Gee whiz.
And it was good, so she never bared weight on it at all, and it was good that they operated on that afternoon, because the problem that you get is if they displace...
Mm.
You got a real problem, whereas hers didn't. It was still intact and hadn't displaced when they operated on her.
No, when you say split, how long was the actual the split in the pastern?
Oh, I'm still in inches, actually.
So. That's all right. We'll work on those.
Put it this way, it was enough to make you worried for a long time.
Gee whiz. And as I said, you must have thought also when she wasn't putting the foot to the ground, you would have feared the worst.
Oh, yeah, we did. We certainly did. The one good thing that there wasn't any swelling above the joint, because, you know, you immediately think things like that, it's a sesamoid problem.
Yeah, yep.
But that wasn't the case.
Now, when you put it back into work, what did you take precautions? I mean, did you go water work, this sort of stuff?
No,
work, or
no.
Anything at all, or just go full steam ahead?
What we did, we x-rayed it at different levels to see how it was handling the work. And there was no problem at all.
Gee, that's good.
We then sent her to Melbourne. She went down with Seamus so that she could work the opposite way.
Yep.
And keep the weight off it. And she had to go through a bit of a rigorous veterinary there before she could race, and she passed that, and she never had a problem at all.
You must have been relieved. And that day you took it off Flemington in November there, over the carnival, that must have been a very satisfying day to get back to the races.
Well, it was disappointing. It was in that way, but it was very disappointing in the fact that we drew 18 gate and we're on the outside fence down the straight 6 for the first time. So it wasn't ideal. And it sort of worked out that way. She failed to handle it, but she still run well. And as you said, we were happy that she come through the operation and pulled up well.
Well, you didn't finish far off in that day. You only got beaten 5 lengths since carnival time. She was first up.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you've given her another let up, but she raced Boxing Day.
Yeah, she did.
You trialled her at Hawkesbury the other day, and just your required trial there?
Yeah, we did. She went back in the field and worked home to the line quite well. Jay Ford rode her and he was happy with her work.
Now, what are you expecting tomorrow when the Provincial Championship qualifier, 1350, she's had the trial and goes well fresh?
Yeah, I expect her to run well. I got a reservation with just the tight track. But ability-wise, I'm not worried about it at all, and she'll improve on into that after that run.
All right.
Noel, she's $11 with tab.com.au. Oxford Poet, $3.50. Means some good money for it. I guess you see that as the main danger in the race.
Yeah, I also thought that horse of Chris Lee's was a chance as well.
Which is Moss and Time. Oh, sorry, Selectify.
Yeah, I thought the other one. Actually.
Moss and Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, both those. He's got Tommy Berry on it as well, Moss and Time.
Yeah, so I thought it was a danger. But I mean, look, it's a big field, it's a tight track, and you know you're going to have luck.
And it's a good field too, isn't it? That's the other problem.
Is. Yeah. So, we just go into that hoping we run well and get the necessary points and that, and then move on into the next race.
Now, Noel, I would have loved to have taken your pulse the night of the 24th of October at Moonee Valley, the Mankato Stakes, when about eight of them were stretched across the track, and Famous Seamus had his head right in there amongst them.
You know what, I don't even think I had time to do anything, because I'd never raced at Moonee Valley before, and they're coming around the turn, and he's back on the fence where he just doesn't handle this, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Then he starts picking up, and before we knew it, they're straight, and then they're gone past the post.
Yeah.
And the owner said to me, has he run in the first 10? I said, mate, he's right in this.
Noel, you went around first up in the Challenge Stakes last year as well, went around at a big price, sprinted home for third. I guess stick to a winning formula. It did well for you heading into the autumn last year.
Yeah, it did. It's a good race for him to kick off in, and especially if there's a bit of speed, you know.
The Manicata, you said they've hit the line. You could have finished anywhere in the first eight.
Yeah, that's right. But I knew he was finishing fast because you could see the pink cap.
Yep.
And we watched it just a bit before the line, right on the fence. But it was a great race. Gee.
Well, he likes to get back. You've seen that in the shorts. He settled back a bit and he flashed home and run third. The Darley at Flemington, again, he got back a little bit there and he came home and he just got beaten. On Saturday, the Challenge, they're going to scarper along in that, so would be expecting to be off the pace as usual?
Yeah, he will. He'll sit. But what I like him to do in a race is just travel. He's a funny horse, and this is why he's not really a straight course horse. When he races, he seems to know where the positions are, or the position of the markers on the track where he has to pick up.
Yeah.
Like when you work him at the 600, he'll just go into the bit, and then coming to the turn, he'll start to move. And then when you straighten him, he'll really build up and find the line. And he does that in his races as well. But when he went to Flemington, and Tim Clark said this himself, he just seemed a bit lost. He didn't know where to go.
Maybe looking for a bend.
Yeah, that was his comment. That's why we sort of steered away from Lightning and the Newmarket.
Gee, I'll tell you what, Noel, you'd like to get him to have a chat to a few other horses, wouldn't you? And say,
yeah.
At the 600, can you just click up a little bit?
Yeah, well, he does it all the time. I mean, you're virtually... You know, you don't really need a rider on him, work rider on him sometimes.
You've got two terrific horses in the stable there. You don't have a big team, though.
No, we've only got 12. So that's just a sign of the times, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but I tell you, you don't need any more if you've got a couple like this.
You always need more.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you're just getting greedy now.
No,
come on.
No. No. What if your best players get injured?
Yeah. I know you're in strife then, aren't you?
You are. It leaves a bigger hole if you haven't got something that can fill the gap for a while.
Well, you've had one get injured and come back unequivocal, so...
We were very lucky there.
Well, we wish you luck tomorrow with her. You're obviously quietly confident going into this race tomorrow.
Yeah, I am, because I'm confident in her ability.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the right race for her in the fact that it's a tight track. She raced at Canterbury, her first run back after being in Melbourne, and she just got on to the wrong leg there and then got home late quick. And that's probably my concern, is the tightness of the track.
All right. And for Seamus, we can expect him. Well, you won't be able to tell us what he's doing. He'll let you know.
Yeah, well, we'll know. I'll know what he's going to do after they've gone 100 metres.
Yeah, you know that. He'll probably be just camped out the back there and work his way into it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hoping for. If he's strong into the bit when they've settled, he'll run a big race.
All right. Well, Noel, good luck with both those. Exciting to see him back. And as I said, when you get a good horse in the camp, it makes getting out of bed earlier in the morning a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Good on you, Noel. Good luck with both, and we appreciate your time today.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Noel. Noel Mayfield-Smith. And, gee, I tell you what, Jerry, when you think about that, with the splitting the paston there, getting two screws in and back of the races, it's a good effort.
Yeah, extraordinary story, wasn't it? Like you said, one of the more unusual ones, to say the least. But
here are little hairline fractures and things, but a couple of screws.
Yeah, no, he's done very, very well. And what a horse. I mean, you mentioned the Manicato. That was surely the race of the spring just about, wasn't it? And he'll come up against a lot of those horses again, you'd imagine, in the TJ Smith, all goes well and good. And at the moment, for the TJ Smith, Famous Seamus, he's $51. And if he gets the run of the race, you'd imagine it'd be amongst the somewhat blanket finishes we saw in the Manicato as well. So I'm sure that Noel will be watching the new market with great interest on Saturday week. The weights, of course, came out yesterday as well, Cozzy, and 58.5 kilos for Lankan Rupee. It's going to be a tough ask. We'll have to equal Haylist's record of 2012.
Mm. But when you look at Famous Seamus, what he's been up against, Lankan Rupee, Angelic Light, Terra Vista, Chautauqua, he hasn't shied away from them. Temple of Boom.
Yeah, going for the big guns, no doubt. And let's hope we see that fielder heading towards, well, of course, we've got the new market, and then, of course, towards the TJ Smith during the championships. And don't forget as well, just as we talk about Unequivocal, the provincial championship series that is a part of, that race at Wyong tomorrow. And you can bet on the winning qualifying track for the final, which is on April 11. Newcastle is the favourite there, $2.80 with tab.com.au. Hawkesbury, $3.50. Wyong, $4.60. Kembla Grange, $6. Gosford, $8. That's just one of our specials for the Provincial and Country Championship Series. You can bet on the winning qualifying track and district for the Country Championship Series.
Alrighty, now, Men of League Welfare Manager Ben Ross has promised to tip us the winners in all the games first round. He's just very confident. Well, we're going to say he is anyway. We'll find out the actual facts in a moment. He's with us now. Morning, Ben.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Are you confident or not?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Yeah, definitely. No, a few ins and outs, and good games ahead.
Well, Ben, at least finally the footy's here after yet another storied off-season. Rugby league, the game that just keeps on giving. Firstly, I just want to ask you, though, Trent Merrin, interesting that he's been named on a six-man extended bench for the Dragons. They play the Storm in Monday night footy. Shipping off to Penrith next year for a reported $750,000 a year, which for a forward is big money. Firstly, is he worth it?
Yeah, I definitely think he is. He's been outstanding for St George over the past few years, and being at only 25 years of age, he's still got his best football ahead of him as a forward. So I think Penrith have got a really good buy there, and unfortunately the Dragons tend to keep losing these great people.
And a week before the season starts, I mean, we've seen how it's played out with Manly in particular, with Daly Cherry-Evans and Kieran Foran. How do we change this, or just will it not change?
This is where I think we should sort of take a few leaflets out of the AFL book, where they have the draft system. It sort of leaves a bit of those hassles for the fans more than anything else. It's not for the players, but I think as a fan, you're a bit disappointed that all these players for their last year are negotiating with other clubs, and you think that their mind really isn't on the game.
And that's the thing. I'd imagine, and I'm sure you saw it in your playing days, there you are, you train the whole off-season, and then a few days before you're about to run out and play together for the first time, you've got a player having an awkward conversation with the team about them not going to be playing with you in the future.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not the player's fault. Sometimes the clubs are giving these players permission to go look somewhere else because they're not wanted at the club. So it also affects that player in state of mind, knowing that he's not wanted at the club for his last year of contract, and it does have an effect on the whole team.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Let's have a look at the footy, though. Let's start with one of your old teams, South Sydney, trying to do what, well, barely anyone has. Well, 97, 98, if we include Super League and the Broncos, but the Broncos did it before then too in 92-3. That is going back-to-back. I mean, it would be some story, South's not winning a premiership for 41 years and then going back-to-back. They start against Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium under Wayne Bennett. So many storylines to this game. How do you see it playing out tomorrow night?
Yeah, I see the Rabbitohs haven't put a foot wrong, have they? Since winning that grand final, they've taken out every other game and played really well and so on. I believe that I'll keep continuing on this strong form that they've got and win on Thursday night, but throughout the year I think they might struggle with the intensity they've always kept.
$1.60 South, Brisbane $2.40. Friday night, though, this is the game of the weekend for mine. Parramatta versus Manly. Again, mainly to do with a lot of the storylines off the field. But no Jared Hayne, we'll talk about him after. But $1.88 Parramatta. Good money for the Manly, $1.95. Parramatta favourites against a Manly side who I know they've lost Glenn Stewart, but let's face it, despite what's been going on around the club, Daly Cherry-Evans and Kieran Foran are still going to line up for them in this match on Friday night, and they're two of the quality halves in the game. How do you see that one playing out?
Yeah, no, I went for Parramatta, but then Kef Tuvey always has a thing with the Manly side. No matter what team he presents, they always turn up to play. He's got that knack of getting the best out of every player, and now they've got the signing of Luke Burgess there and Willie Mason. It's a pretty dominant forward pack still, and I think they'll go well, and it'll be a close encounter.
Looking down the list, Penrith and the Bulldogs is another game I wanted to touch on. Penrith, he won a premiership with back in 2003. Ben, $1.95 at home against Canterbury, $1.85 last year's grand finalists. Now, Penrith have got a very, very strong forward pack. I mean, I think everyone just about tipped against them and got burnt all last year. And Michael Jennings' brother is set to make his debut with them.
Yeah, no, it's quite a daunting prospect to come up against a forward pack like Penrith, and I'm one of the lucky ones who never back against them. So I last year was pretty profitable in a way of my tipping comp for me. But yeah, for this weekend, I think Penrith will win against the grand finalists of last year.
There's one game, the Warriors, is one of those ones that, depending on who you talk to, you get varying reports on them. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, you can hear a lot of different things, but just the opinion of every person, I suppose.
Yeah, whether they'll go good or bad this year.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Are they going to figure in the finals or not?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they definitely will in some aspect. It's just, it comes down to the first six rounds of the season, whether it's the teams who make the mistakes. So
yep.
If they tend to make a lot of mistakes, they'll lose these games. And As I always spoke about when I was playing, is that first six games are crucial. If you pull those points in the first six games, you'll be there at the end of the year.
All right, now we'll go to Hattrick. Come back in just a sec. Race two, Hattrick, they're set.
Day-to-day with Pistols Princess, coming off two very good runs. All locked away now for the Harrison Hire Master for the Maiden Sprinters. Bunny Rolls, ready. And there they go, a bit slow there, Pistols Princess, very slow, another rush straight to the front. Here is Dark Fairy Tales, but there goes another Pearl driving through on the inside, trying to get through now is Kyla Rose, around the outside, Lahana, they've got right away on another rush. Also back there, Davey Boyce got home, Bush happy, and Pistol Princess has missed the start. They go for home, and Dark Fairy Tales gets the win from Kyla Rose. Here we go, two very close here for third, we've got Lahara out wide, the inside, another Pearl, that could go either way, and they've got right away on the rest of the field, another rush after missing the start horribly. Well, he's got past three. And back towards the tail here, Homebush happy. Pistols Princess didn't get it right at the start, and also back there, Davey Boy Scott.
4-3 and a photo there, number 4, Dark Fairy Tales, will pay $28.80 and $4.90. 3 Kyla Rose, $1.80 and a photo for the Miners there. And we've got Ben Ross with us there, Jared.
Yeah, the Gold Coast Titans, Ben, the team that's going to be most under the microscope heading into round one. They're $2.60 outsiders at home against the West Tigers, $1.50. Now, I know you played a lot of footy with Greg Bird. Any idea how they're travelling, considering what's gone on?
Yeah, no, you'd have to really... I do feel sorry for the Titans at the moment with everything they're going through. You never expect a team to go through this kind of turmoil a week out from the start of the season. And, it's going to be tough for the boys to, I suppose, get their head around what's been happening and... Especially against the Tigers outfit at the moment. They were outstanding in their trial form and especially up against my old boys, the Cronulla Sharks. So I really will tip the Tigers this weekend against the Titans.
Now, also, Jarryd Hayne signing with the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, this is an extraordinary story. Wouldn't it be unbelievable to see him take the field in an NFL match if he can get through, of course, this period between... Well, this is the hard part now. He's got the contract now. He's got to get on the field.
Yeah, no, it shows that you believe about what you want to do, then hopefully you can do it, which Jarryd Hayne has. He's got that contract, and, yeah, like you said, the difficult part comes now is getting on the field. Their training is by far probably the most intense of any kind of sport, and, yeah, I'm really excited about, I suppose, the next few months ahead for him, and hopefully he'll make it and give, I suppose, rugby league the recognition that it deserves of producing great players.
Now, speaking of getting on the park, you're appearing in a Masters competition on the Gold Coast this weekend. There's some good names involved, Ben. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, the NRL Masters up at the Gold Coast at Runaway Bay. It's going to be an exciting thing for us. A few of us, a few of the old heads of out on the paddock, such as PJ Marsh, Petra Sinavasiva, myself, Darren Albert. There's quite a number of people there that are looking forward to strapping on the boots again and having a run around, but it's open to the public and it starts, actual registration is today and the games start tomorrow and run through till Saturday afternoon. And I suppose it's just a good chance for people who really enjoy their football to get out and see some of the great names and some of the local community greats that they've always come to love.
Is it tackle?
In my exhibition game, it's actually tackle, tag and touch. We have the NRL, we auctioned off a spot and the NRL actually bought our spot and gave it to an 81-year-old that's been a part of the Masters for the last 9 years. So
you can't tackle him.
For me, I'll probably struggle to even catch him the way I am at the moment. But, yeah, no, it's going to be quite exciting.
81, that is sensational.
81, yeah.
Jeez.
There's hope for you yet, Cozzy.
I can't believe that.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
81.
Sensational.
You're going to get out there and have a jog around.
Yeah, so he's actually going to be involved within our game. Sorry, guys. He's going to be involved in our game for hopefully the whole 40 minutes. Hopefully Michael Buettner doesn't give him a hospital pass at any stage. We can continue on and have a great time.
Oh, you'll have to be gentle, won't you?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll have the whole family after you. It'll be on then. If you do any damage, I'll give you the tip now. But that's absolutely fantastic. Isn't it great to think someone at that age is going to get out there and have a crack and have a run around?
Yeah, and that's the thing we aim to do is keep people involved within our game, and the Masters does this perfectly.
And, of course, Ben, just before you go to you, welfare manager for the Men of League, doing some great work there at the moment, and plenty of ways you can help out the Men of League Foundation as well.
Yeah, no, that's definitely right. It's Men of League at the moment. If people don't know, we just don't help the NRL players. We help out every man, woman and child within our game. And Tab have come on board and donated $8,000 actually yesterday. So that helps out with a family in much need at the moment and financial assistance and mental health. So, yeah, if you ever want to get on board and donate, you just have to head to our website, www.menofleague.com, and become a member. It's only $20 a year, so... Like I said, it goes to every man, woman and child within our game and helps much needed fun.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. You do a great job. Great to talk to you on Tab Talk. Enjoy your weekend up on the Gold Coast. Enjoy the footy. Please don't get hurt. And please make sure the 81-year-old legend is looked after.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks a lot, guys.
Good on you, Ben. Ben Ross there at 29 past 10. You do hope all goes well. How often do you hear, I'll just go out for a muck around game. come off winged. Now, you got any more odds for us there, Jared?
We have to have a look at the cricket, of course. Australia's short, you'd expect, $1. Afghanistan, $21 for the World Cup match. It starts at a very friendly time too, 5:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time, because, of course, it is in Perth. So we'll be up tonight probably till late watching that one. As far as your player of the match market's concerned, Dave Warner, $5 favourite. Finch and Stark, the destroyer from the other day, $6 next in the market. Mitchell Johnson's the interesting one here, $7 now. Of course, he got carted all around Eden Park the other day, but it is Mitchell Johnson. He's back at the Wacker, a ground where he's tormented various sides in the last, probably for the last few years, whether it be at state or national level. James Faulkner is set to make his return. He's $13 to be man of the match in his first game back. If you want to back any Afghanistan player, it's $21. The other game today starts at midday. Is Pakistan $1.06, the United Arab Emirates $9. Oh, Pakistan, you never know what you're going to get with them. And don't forget our high bat special too for the Cricket World Cup. If you back any player in the high bat market, they score 50, but don't top score. We'll give you your money back.
All right, Jared, we'll catch up with you later on through the afternoon as well, updating odds for us. So if we want to get a bet on the gallops or whatever, you'll be able to help us out.
Yeah, sounds good, Cozzy. Good to talk to you again.
Good on you, Jared. Jared Middleton joining us there, tab.com.au. 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
It's as much a part of the Sydney Autumn Carnival as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry